All right, guys, so welcome back to the Roger Sarn Podcast, where we talk all things Army, and I'm your host, Sarn Cruz, and today we're going to be talking about the specific functions of ASAP and SUDC. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started.
Roger Sarn!
All right, cool. So today we're going to be talking about the overall, like, because there's a lot of confusion between ASAP and SUDC. Some people don't even know that SUDC exists. Some people think that SUDC and ASAP are the same. So let's go ahead and just talk about, give a brief overview on what happened and why was one created. Then we're going to touch on the enrollment types. Then we're going to touch on the functions of ASAP, and then we're going to touch on the functions of SUDC, and then we'll close it out, right? I don't want to hold you guys for too long. So real quick, so back in 2016, the Army took the clinical portion away from ASAP, which is the Army Substance Abuse Program, and they created what's called the Substance Use Disorder Clinic Care Program, which is SUDC. It's weird. Yeah. I would call it SUDC Square. But yeah. So now SUDC is under the Medical Command and Behavioral Health. So that's why it's a separate entity, right? So each program is dedicated to a specific function. So let's talk about the enrollment types when we talk about the program, right? So we know that we have probably heard of command referred and self referred, right? So the command referred is typically like you get in some type of, let's say a DUI, right? Driving under the influence. You'll get a positive urinalysis, whether it be drug, whether it be alcohol, whatever it is. I'm pretty sure you can remember many times when you're sitting in that room and the commander is reading or his delegate is reading any and everything that they're testing for, and they come up with all these names and you're like, what the hell is all of this? You know what I mean? So that whatever they're testing for, that type of drug, you can pop hot on that. And obviously alcohol, right? If you're drunk on duty, then you're drunk. And then you get arrested for, like, let's say public intoxication or something like that. So pretty much any incident that has to do with either drugs or alcohol and you get caught before doing your own work, then you're going to get command referred, right? You have self-referral that, let's say Sarn Cruz says, you know what, I have a drug issue or an alcohol issue, and I don't want to continue it anymore. And I just go and I talk to either my leadership or I go straight over there to SUDC and I say, hey, I have an issue and I'm trying to self-refer and I'm trying to enroll myself into this. And then they'll take care of me, right? So we can do that. And you have to do a self-referral so if you have issues for drugs or alcohol. Now, ways you cannot self-refer. You cannot self-refer if you are distributing drugs. That's a crime. So if you go to self-refer, right, and then you say, well, I'm actually selling this, I don't know, these pills or whatever it is, they're going to be like, well, that's not a self-referral. That's actually a crime. We got to report you probably. But you can't refer yourself for selling drugs, and you can't self-refer. You cannot self-refer if you already have prior knowledge to your analysis. And I'm pretty sure many of you guys have already heard of this plenty of times when they'll tell you, hey, you can't self-refer once you already know. Once that thing goes up in the chat, once the list comes up, the email, the calls, once all that is out, that about that time, you're done. I'm not going to be able to self-refer because I already have knowledge. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't even want to go down this rabbit hole, but it's firsthand knowledge, secondhand knowledge. I don't care. It just says knowledge of it. So Once they put the list out and it's in the chat, I'm pretty sure they're assuming that you know or you've seen or someone has told you, right? So that's it. It stops there. But before that, I can go right now and self-refer. But as soon as I come up on that list, I'm done. All right? So those are the two types of enrollments, right? You got command referred and you got the self-referral, and then the ways that you cannot self-refer, right? Then we're going to move into what is ASAP, right? Army Substance Abuse Program, which is, if you're old school, this is all you know. This is it. You've probably heard of SUDC, but you've paid it no mind. You still go to ASAP and you still knock on their door and be like, hey, how do I get my soldier into ASAP? And they're probably telling you, you don't. You have to get them into SUDC and then we move forward, but whatever. So ASAP plays more on the prevention side, right? Preventive maintenance. They do the education, the training, and the prevention, right? So it's designed to kind of train for drug and alcohol risk reduction at the individual level and the unit level, right? So if you don't know what it means by individual level, I'll tell you all about it. You know, Sergeant Cruz probably didn't went through the program, right? I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny. But what I will tell you is you will find out a lot of information, right? A lot of us, we like, they'll give us like, we think a drink is a drink, but it's really not. It's like four or five drinks according to the actual national standard, right? That solo cup, when you fill that solo cup up, you're like, oh yeah, this is one drink. When you go get your training over there and they tell you, hey, that's like four or five drinks that you're having at one time. So by the time the night is done, you done had like 32 drinks and you're well into it and you don't even notice it. But yeah, they give you that information, right? How to kind of like stay away from it, like things that you can do to stay out of to not have a propensity to fall into drugs or alcohol usage, right? Because drugs is kind of a little bit more, like I would say, difficult because you can't just go anywhere and buy it, but they still kind of like, hey, don't hang out in these areas, blacklisted areas. And if you see these type of drugs or you see this type of people, or they just give you just like, where is it that these things are prevalent so you can stay away from these areas, right? And the alcohol is kind of like, they'll train on what things that you can do to not stay idle, right? Because when idle hands is the devil's playground, right? So the more bored you are, the more you start going to buy alcohol to kind of like pass the time or whatever it is. But it's just all about risk reduction. Kind of like if you have a drink, maybe you should have some water in between, right? So you can kind of offset that stuff. Maybe you should go out, if you're going to go out and drink, you should have some food in your stomach or something like that. Like they're not kind of like telling you not to do it, but they're telling you if you're going to do it responsibly, right? So they do that at ASAP. They also do suicide prevention training. So obviously it's all about prevention, like the old school, like ACE, ASC, CARE, ESCORT, things like that, and any nuances that come up, and they just do the yearly training, you know? It's good because obviously if we don't deal with this on a regular basis when it does present to us, we won't know how to handle it per se. Can it be repetitive when they're kind of like always doing this, like every other day, every other week or something like that? Hey, these trainings and stuff like that. Yes, it can get repetitive, but it's necessary. So ASAP is a vessel for that. ASAP also gathers monthly data and kind of like look at the trends. That's how we know that between what Thanksgiving and New Year's weekend, those are the most DUIs in the military. I think in nationwide, but definitely in the military, those are the biggest times that we're gonna see a spike in DUIs and fatal car crashes or just alcohol related incidences because everyone is with their family, they're having a good time, so on and so forth. They also provide drug testing, right? The drug testing is both civilian and military. So that's the ASAP portion, right? Prevention. ASAP is prevention. SUDC, on the other hand, the Substance Use Disorder Clinic Care Program, SUDC, they're more on the clinic treatment side, right? That used to be the clinical portion of ASAP. This is where you would enroll your soldier. They go get their evaluation. And then they say, hey, they have to do this many weeks of treatment, this, that, and a third. But now it's all at SUDSE, right? It's a behavior because they're trying to attack, not attack, but yeah, they're trying to figure out the behavior side, like what's causing it. So the first thing they'll do is, well, not the first thing, but one of the things they do is they evaluate on a treatment path, right? So they'll give you the questionnaire. And depending on your answers, it could be the treatment that you're going to have to take. It could be 2-day treatment. It can be 2 months treatment. It all depends on the way you answer your questions, the severity of the information that's in that evaluation, and what the doc thinks, right? Then you have the clinical treatment, like the inpatient. And this is for like individuals that are like having withdrawals, like they're really going through it and they're just going to get them inpatient and then they'll treat them there, right? And obviously you got your outpatient treatment, which is the same thing that I mentioned earlier, like the evaluation, and then they'll have their groups, therapies and stuff like that. And the treatment, like I said, it can be either group or it can be individual sessions. So you can meet with like, I don't know, it can be up to a group of 8, 16, 20, I don't know how many people, but you can be in a group and everyone does their thing for a certain amount of weeks. Or months, I don't know. And, or you can do individual, which is one-on-one with that counselor, right? And they're going to, I'm pretty sure they'll dive a lot deeper in there because it's just you and the counselor, baby. Like you got to, you either talk or you talk. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like we say in Spanish, habla o habla. But yeah, you're going to either do individual or group treatment. Once that happens, but they also, SUDSE also takes care of like depression disorders because like I told you, it's the behavior health side, right? The reason, like why is this happening, right? Now, at bare minimum, if you're not enrolled, let's say you do your evaluation and you come out that you don't need to be in a extensive treatment. Like, you don't have to go inpatient, you don't have to do group, you don't have to do individual sessions. You're probably going to complete at least the Army Drug and Alcohol Prevention Training, right? And that's known as ADAPT. And that's just a 2-day program, right? So I think at bare minimum, I'm almost certain at bare minimum, once you go there, you're going to do at least that. At bare minimum, the 2-day program, and you're going to come out with that information, right? And that'll at least assist you. And if you need any referrals, then they'll push those referrals out from SUDSE, right? Because that's the behavioral health side, right? If you need any referrals on anything like that, then they'll push those out. We talked about the enrollment types, which are command referred, self-referred, talked about ASAP, which is the prevention side. We talked about SUDSE, which is the clinical treatment side. So we now know the difference of those. If you have, right, just let's just say this. You contact ASAP for the prevention education, your analysis, drug testing, counseling and referral services, unit training, suicide prevention, and civilian employee assistance, right? If you contact SUDSE, it's for clinical assessment and treatment of alcohol use and depression disorder, right? So you're going to initially go to SUDSE, and then from there on you'll go. And you'll get either sent to ASAP or whatever it is. So that's it for today. I hope you guys got something out of this. Thank you guys for listening. Go ahead and download. Leave a review. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas for the show, you already know, just send it to rogersarnt@gmail.com. And that's Roger, SARNT @gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. All of those are at rogersarnt.com. And remember, guys, You don't have to embrace the suck if you got the right tools in your ruck. I'm Sarn Cruz, and I'm out.
Roger, Sarn!